You're listening to a podcast by Vicky and the Keys Forever team.
Hi, how are you today? How's it going? We invite you to spend the next few minutes with us. The Keys Forever team wants to add joy and hope to your day. As I've been out and about this past few days, I've heard comments from folks about how now that it is actually March, they are more than ready for springtime to show up. We've gotten an extra good taste of winter this year. We've been spoiled by the mild winters of the past few years, and now we're attempting to catch up on the moisture we so desperately look for in the rest of our year. Yes, I have a couple of friends who absolutely delight in the snowflakes and ice crystals and extra chill in the air. Sounds cold to me. Ice skaters, anyone? But for some of us, it seems like spring will never arrive. We've had some days that just teased us with the warmer temperatures. But before we know it, we're again back in the icy grip of winter with howling winds that threaten to take away our very breath in spite of the hats and coats and extra layers of clothing we don just to keep the warmth in and the cold out. There's one sure sign that spring is coming. Yep, you guessed it, baseball. Spring training has begun, never mind the warm location where the training facilities are located. They're certainly not near us. Another real sign that's for real, the real is that the days are getting perceptibly longer and the sun is changing position in the sky, preparing for all things spring and summer. I don't know about you, but I'm not very good about waiting for things. Eons and forever ago, there used to be a cigarette commercial with a slogan that said, "I'd rather fight than switch." The product probably isn't even around these days, and I'm certainly not endorsing that habit anyway, but for some reason, this commercial popped into my head as a little play on words. So instead of "I'd rather fight than switch," I just might as well say, "I'd rather do almost anything else than wait." But wait, there's a verse in the Bible, the book of Psalms, that indicates that waiting can be worth it. Psalms chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, New Living Translation read, "I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along." This psalmist, who was probably the King David, waited for God patiently. Waiting for spring, I don't want to wait for, let alone with patience. But maybe you're waiting on the Lord to help you out of despair. Or maybe you have a circumstance that seems insurmountable. Waiting and depending on the Lord can result in being lifted up even if the circumstance is still there. If you look to Him, He will set your feet on solid ground and steady your walk just like He did for the psalmist of old. So don't give up. His help will come as you trust Him, just like the long-awaited season of spring will really get here. Put your trust in God and wait on Him. If you're a Christian, then you've already begun walking with the Lord in a trust relationship. Perhaps you need help from God, but you're not even sure where to start. The beginning place of getting God's full help is to first invite Him into your life to be your Savior and Lord. If you need to know how to take that step, feel free to reach out to us for further information. And it looks like we're out of time. let us hear from you this week.
Drop an email to us at keysforever@comcast.net for more information. And by the way, we'd love to have your feedback. And if you're receiving these podcasts and would rather not receive them, please just let us know and we'll correct our receiver list. The Keys team is out of here. Until next time, remember, God loves you as you travel down your highway of life.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye now.
Highway of life, oh yes, I'm traveling down the highway.